T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are live, continuing our 36 Hours for Kids Radiothon at Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU, the big, bright, wonderful new hospital that is on East Broad Street, directly across from Old City Hall. Richmond people will know, if you've been downtown, you probably saw this building go up, and you know Old City Hall is kind of that very odd, gothic-looking building. And this hospital is magnificent. I mean, you can travel the world, and you're not going to find a more up-to-date, beautiful building. But you know what? It's not the building. It's the people who work in this building who really make a difference. And your donations and contributions over the last 2 days will allow the hospital to treat 62,000 young people here in Central Virginia. And, you know, and I'm excited to welcome one of the dads, one of the parents that has spent probably a lot more time than you ever expected here at Children's Hospital of Richmond. Alex is with me, and your daughter is Harper.
Harper,
right?
Yep, she's 4 years
How old.
How old
is her?
She's
four. Yeah. Tell me Harper's story and your story and what you've encountered here at the hospital.
Sure. So Harper was diagnosed with hydrocephalus at 4 months. For those listening, that is increased fluid on the brain.
Yeah.
At 6 months, she had her first surgery here at VCU. I've told the story before, but no one prepares you in Parenting 101 to roll your daughter back into a multi-hour neurosurgery. The team has been absolutely phenomenal. Throughout the years, we've been here a lot, spent some time here in ICU, and we are very blessed. We have a healthy child on target, on milestone, all thanks to the amazing team here at VCU. And I say the team, it is not one doctor, it is a team, an interdisciplinary team of individuals, from neurosurgery to neurology to physical therapy to ophthalmology, that has converged to make our experience amazing.
A four-year-old dealing with a situation like that, I mean, I know you as a parent must have been petrified, but what did Harper think? Was she aware at four? I mean,
it's a very good question. I think we tried to make her aware as possible so there'd be no surprises. And as much as you can tell, a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old. But the team here, I tell the story often, we spend a lot of time in ICU, mm-hmm. and a child gets very bored very quickly, and the team, child life, just did everything possible. So one example is we were, you know, playing red light, green light in the hallway, and Harper with her little EEG machine on, all hooked up to all the machines, and to a T, every doctor and nurse played red light and stopped mid-stride when Harper said red light, and then waited till she said green light. Mm-hmm. It has truly been a great experience. She spent her third birthday in ICU here, and all the nurses in the PICU decorated her room, got gifts for her. I mean, it was absolutely amazing to see turning a situation that, you know, is challenging to say the least, mm-hmm. into something that was more positive for Harper. So,
yeah. One of the things I know we've talked about in the previous years that I've been to this hospital and on the tour that I got to take of this new really amazing building is that treating a child is different than treating an adult. I mean, the body is at a different form of development. The ability to express what's happening to your body, what you're feeling, and, you know, from minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, your ability to express where you are on the spectrum is different. Have you found that everybody here is trained to communicate with young people?
Yeah, absolutely. To a T, there's not been an experience we've had here, every experience we've had here has been child-focused. From the nurses to even the folks that are in admission, pre-op, et cetera, the level of communication with the child, making it as comfortable as possible for the child, the child-centered healthcare that you get here, I would say, is unmatched. And you mentioned this earlier. I think we're very fortunate to have this in Richmond. I mean, we are. It's a hidden gem here in the Commonwealth. People come from around the world to get the quality of care that we get here. And I think it's a fantastic gift and asset for us here in Richmond.
Yeah. I imagine you've talked to a lot of other parents who come through here. And, you know, just in the 2 days that we're here every year, I've had parents who pulled me aside and said, you know, if you didn't really know that this fundraiser helped, we wouldn't be able to afford this if we were going to a for-profit hospital. There's just no way. The bills are so outrageous, they don't know what they would do. Have you heard that from folks?
Absolutely. In the time we spend here, we've talked to families, again, from around the world, all from different socioeconomic backgrounds, all from different abilities to afford multiple things. And again, time in and time out, the consistent message is, coming to VCU has allowed families to do things they wouldn't be able to do elsewhere, have the quality of care, but also the compassion for the child that you won't find in other health facilities. And we're very lucky in Richmond to have some great health facilities.
Yeah.
But I would say VCU far and above is above and beyond anything we've experienced.
And you know what? I don't want to let you go. How is Harper?
Oh, Harper's doing great. You know, she is getting ready for the holidays.
Yeah.
She is a feisty four-year-old. She and her sister Abigail, who's six, are just super connected. Harper just last week said she wanted to become a doctor when she grew up in school. And again, I think a lot of that is based on a lot of the amazing people in her life have been in the medical field over the years here.
Yeah.
And we look forward to coming back with Harper and visiting some of the nurses and things that have made such an amazing difference in her life.
Yeah. Alex, I really appreciate you being willing to come on the radio and tell your story and share Harper's story.
Sure.
And you know, guys, if you're listening to this program, you hope that you won't be in this situation. You hope you won't get the news that your two-year-old has a problem that nobody foresaw, but you got to deal with it. And you're looking at the bank account thinking, how are we going to get through this? How are we going to find people who have the specialized training to deal with these issues? Let me tell you, you'll come to Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU, and they'll take great care of you too. So this is kind of an investment, not just in the Richmond community, but you know, paying it forward and an insurance policy of sorts for you and your family. So can I encourage you, if you've been listening to us for the last 2 days and you haven't picked up the phone to make a donation, this is our last day here at the hospital, our last hour on the air for the morning show. And I'd like to invite you to call 228-5437, 228-KIDS. That's 228-5437. And anything that you can give. You know, we had some very generous donations. Oh, they just handed me one from Tom in Ashland, who specifically said he listens to the morning show on WRVA. Thank you, Tom. A $500 donation. Wow. Okay. We're competing with Jeff Katz now. Thank you, Tom. I really sincerely appreciate that. If you can give a $500 donation, even if part of that motivation is that it gives you a tax deduction at the end of the year, I don't blame you for that at all. That's wonderful. But, you know, seriously, if you're looking at the bank account, you know you got Christmas coming up and Hanukkah coming up and, you know, family celebrations, and you can only do $25 today, I will thank you for that too. I mean, sincerely. You can make an online donation at 36hoursrva.org. That's 36hoursrva.org, or call one of our operators standing by right here in front of me. I mean, we've got volunteers who've been here since 5 o'clock this morning answering the calls at 228-5437. And everybody here, you know, Alex and his family and all the doctors and nurses who've been coming through kind of waving at us on their way to work this morning, thank you for the generosity of the WRVA listeners. We'll return in just a moment as our 36 Hours for Kids Radiothon at Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU continues on News Radio WRVA. It is a very special 2 days for us here at WRVA, along with all the radio stations that are owned by Intercom Virginia, the big radio company that, you know, owns some of the greatest radio stations in America. And I'm you know, I'm biased, but I think WRVA is one of those. We are very excited to be at Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU for our annual 36 Hours for Kids Radiothon. And if you are just waking up with us and didn't have to get to the office this morning or get to school, or you're just tuning in, I want to fill you in on what we are up to. This is our one opportunity every year where we raise a whole lot of money for this magnificent hospital. I mean, we are downtown on Broad Street near Capitol Square in this brand new hospital building. It's a beautiful building. But whether we're in this building or whether we're at some of the satellite locations, the people are what make this hospital great. We've got some magnificent doctors, great nurses, researchers, the care that the children in Central Virginia, 62,000 of them every year that they get here at the hospital is the best in the world right here in Richmond. And this is your chance to make a donation to the hospital. And can I give you the number? If you haven't given a donation yet, it's no pressure, you know. Jeff was remarkable during his show yesterday. A lot of people gave $1,140 in honor of WRVA to join the Jeff Katz Club. I was cheering as I listened to Jeff on his program yesterday. But you know what? If that's not your situation and you can just give $25 today, I will thank you for that. And you could join the John Reed Club, right? I gave $200 yesterday to become a miracle maker. That's $15 a month for all of 2020. That's $180, and I just rounded it up to $200. So here's the number, 228-5437, 228-KIDS, 228-5437, if you would like to make a donation. You know what? They just handed me a list. Blakemore Construction. They're in the Jeff Katz Club, it seems. $1,140 from Blakemore Construction. Wow, guys, thank you very, very much for that. That's super nice. Mike, who specifically said he listens to WRVA every morning. Mike, thank you very much for listening to us every day. $500 donation from Mike. Mario is a miracle maker, and he specifically said he listens to the morning show from 8 to 9. So I hope you're still there, Mario. Thank you very much. And then Martha from Center Cross, a $500 donation. Thanks, Martha. Whitney out of Mechanicsville with a $50 donation. Lori, $200 from Henrico. Thank you, Lori. Todd from Henrico is a miracle maker. So that's $180 for next year. $15. You don't have to give it all at once. $15 a month. Russell from Providence Ford, $200. Thank you, Russell. Sarah from Quinton, Virginia, is a miracle maker. And Monica from Mechanicsville. Oh, wow, you're a miracle maker, too. So that's $15 a month to be a miracle maker. And the money stays right here in Richmond. I probably haven't said that enough today. This is not money. You know, some telethons, you give money, and then only a fraction of it stays local. No, every dollar stays here. And I want to tell you about some of the patients who are helped here, and also talk to some of the folks who make sure that every dollar you donate today is going to be well spent. Let's start by finding out about one of the patients here at Children's Hospital. Her name is Emma.
Yo, yo, I'm Brad. I like to go to bed. Yo, yo, yeah.
Emma is a ball of energy. She has a lot of personality. She's very, very inquisitive. She really wants to know.
I go to St. Mary's Catholic School. I am in fourth grade. At school, I like to have art and music and math. I'm going to play All-Stars in softball camp. I like to eat. I know. I like to eat spaghetti.
We adopted Emma back in 2010. She had a cleft lip and cleft palate. We had actually made contact with the Children's Hospital prior to that to find out the services offered. We went over to China and received her when she was 15 months old. Within 3 months of having her back here in the States, we had the first procedure done here at the Children's Hospital where her palate was repaired. They explained to us the process over a period of time, when stages are going to be done, roughly what ages. So we have an idea that it's not going to be a one thing done and that's it. It's going to be over probably most of her childhood until she grows to be an adult.
I've been coming here since I was 18 or 19 months old. All the doctors here are nice and welcoming.
Most recently, Emma had a bone graft. It sounds like it's a pretty significant procedure, but she went through it really well. The surgeon who did it was considering a couple different options of how he was going to do the procedure. And he even asked Emma what she thought about it. And of course, Emma being Emma, the personable one, she had a million questions. He was very patient. He explained everything to her. In past cases, they'd given her a sedative to calm her down, and she didn't like it because it kind of made her feel strange. So she asked if they can skip it, and they said, okay, but you know, it's going to be a little bit harder. And they said, well, what if we give you an iPad or something to distract you? And she said, oh, that would be great. Well, within 30 seconds of getting the iPad, she figured out how to take pictures of it. So every nurse, doctor, anesthesiologist, everybody who came in to see her, she made them stop. She took a picture of them, and you know, they posed. They were so patient and grateful. From what I understand, once they got into the operating room, they actually looked at the pictures and got a good laugh out of it. I think she's a pretty courageous kid for going through as much as she has in her 9 years.
It was terrific earlier in the week on Giving Tuesday to spend a couple of minutes talking to Lauren Moore, who is a superstar, the president and CEO of the Children's Hospital Foundation here in Richmond. And Lauren is back with us for the Radiothon that we here at WRVA and Intercom Virginia are so pleased to host every year. And Lauren, I got to ask you, why is philanthropy so critical to a hospital mission?
So it enables us to do the things that couldn't ordinarily be done. When you're talking about a children's hospital, the recruitment of subspecialists is a very competitive marketplace. And so going out to get these people, to recruit them to come, we have a wonderful city to showcase for them and great support for children's health. And so putting together those packages and supporting their research and their well-being while they're here is really important. Philanthropy helps us to do that. Philanthropy also helps us to support individual patients and families too. So by creating environments for them that are healing, by providing support through Child Life Services, just kind of wrapping around the whole patient and family while they're here, whether it's the doctor who's serving them or the things that enrich their experience while they're with us.
What do you think's made you most proud about leading this foundation and you know, going into the hospital, I assume, you know, every couple of days or every week and seeing the impact that you're having?
There's no better thing than to go to work every single day and see the collective impact and to have it be impacting children and families in our community. Mm-hmm. It is a privilege and not something that I take lightly. I'm a mom and I have two young kids and I wouldn't take them anywhere else, and I'm so proud that we have this resource in our community. I do think it's a community asset, and I think it's really wonderful to be able to see how individuals in our community or corporate partners in our community can have a direct and immediate impact on how we're able to do better and more for our kids.
And Lauren, I asked you this when we talked on Tuesday for Giving Tuesday, and I ask all the charities that come through because I think a lot of people are, you know, jaded when they're asked for money for charities. And I like to put it right out on the table. How do you all manage this money to make sure that every dollar that our audience might offer up today actually goes to help kids instead of, you know, for the frivolous stuff that you sometimes read about in the paper with the bad charities that are out there?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have a board of directors who is completely laser focused on doing the best for children in our community through the Children's Hospital. We also have an investment committee whose sole purpose is to help guard our investments and be prudent with them. Mm-hmm. When we merged with the Crippled Children's Hospital VCU and the Crippled Children's Hospital about a decade ago, we were an $80 million endowment. Today, we are over $220 million. Mm-hmm. And all the while growing it, we have been able to give over $55 million cash to the Children's Hospital, and we have pledged an additional $70 million that is pledged over multiple years for various recruitments and programmatic build-outs. So, you know, there is, you can stand assured that when you give a dollar to the Children's Hospital Foundation for CHORE, it is going directly where it needs to go and that we are taking your investments to heart and very seriously because we're focused on the same things that our donors are, and that's making care for kids better.
Yeah. Well, we are blessed to have the Children's Hospital right here in Richmond. You hope that you'll never need it. If you're a parent or a grandparent, you hope you'll never
have to go visit a family member there, that they'll need these services. But the fact that they're right here in our backyard really, really counts. Lauren Moore is the president and CEO of the Children's Hospital Foundation. If you want more information about Children's Hospital here in Richmond, you can get it online at chrichmond.org. chrichmond.org. And of course, all the information about Children's Hospital and our radiothon here at Intercom Virginia is available right now at WRVA.com. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.